Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Midday Magazine for this September 12th, 2023. Have your host, James J. Maloff. In part one, we are going to, or I'm sorry, in part two, we're going to join in Lindsay Scheider with Let's Talk Real Estate. We've got our friends from Coldwell Banker Suit Realtors joining us. Looking forward to that. We'll be talking with Lacey in just a second, but I did want to get a programming note out there. If you are planning on stopping by our offices today, we'll be closing at about 3:45, so please keep that in mind. If you need to stop by early, please do so. Otherwise, call ahead or just stop by tomorrow. We'll see you then. Right now, joining us, our good friend, Lacey Ayling, Events and Engagement Director of our Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. Lacey, how are you?
Hi, good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for being here. Good to see you. Thanks a lot for the time. We know how busy you guys are, so we can go ahead and dive right into things. But
sure.
Before we go too far, as we wrapped up summer, Lacey, how do you and you at all at the Chamber feel summer went?
I think it went great. So obviously, there's things that I would like to make a little bigger, definitely add to, you know, have a little bit of different diversity in our area, but I think it went really well. Downtown Affair was great. The weather was like perfect. It also didn't conflict with the Packer game, so it was definitely better to get out. I know sometimes with the arts and crafts, it can be, you know, more women, but with the car show attached to it, it was definitely well received. So it was a lot of fun, and I loved Lunch by the River. Definitely want to give a shout out to Crockett Septic for supplying the porta potties for our summer events. So they did all of our events. So I definitely want to thank them. We won't be able to do it without them. Definitely appreciate it. And they're always, you know, they're always consistent, always there at the same time. We always could rely on them. So definitely want to give them the thanks that they deserve.
Yeah, big time. Big time. And it's nice to hear because you've got things that in place. You've got a good blueprint for these events. And you're looking at, well, what can we do to enhance them and make them evolve or better? Or, hey, this is good as is. We can keep, you know, this the same way next year and stuff. So we can focus on other things to tinker with or probably improve. And that's really cool to hear. Thank you for that. I appreciate the kind of behind the curtain look there.
Not a problem.
We have some great upcoming events. Let's start right there.
Sure. So we have the Off the Clock, and that is next Monday, so the 18th of this month. It's gonna be 4 to 7 at the Rafters stadium, so they have kind of called it Kill the Keg. There'll be free food, free beer, raffle prizes, 50-50 raffle, music. There's also, so it's also open to the public, free to attend. And then obviously you have to be 18 with alcohol being served, but we are hopefully going to, you know, have a lot of fun. And I'm excited to be able to get into the locker room, see the rat trap, the press box, things that aren't typically open to us during games. So exciting to be able to kind of get to see it and, you know, like appreciate it without, you know, all the players there, but like just kind of see a little bit of what goes into it. And obviously the free, all the food left over from that they didn't sell. So they're going to be giving that away to everybody. So yeah, if you didn't get to make it out this year, I know it went by fast. Definitely want you to come out. That's our Off the Clock event. And then obviously we're going to be looking for next year as well. So I think we've got everything kind of finalized for 2023, but 2024, obviously it's coming up quick. So if you are looking at wanting to showcase your business or become a host for this event, please reach out to Promise at the Chamber. Her phone number is 715-422-4856 or at marketing@wisconsinrapidschamber.com if you have any interest in hosting. Definitely if you know your business is really, really busy during the summer, maybe try to do a fall one so that, you know, you can kind of make sure that you're staying valid and important here in this community. So just make sure that you reach out to us. We definitely want to try to get 2024 secured. So
It's a great opportunity for you and your business to get out there and be in the public eye and give people, I just mentioned looking behind the curtain a little bit, give people a little of that. Now more than ever, that is something that people want from their or businesses or their entertainment, just all the above. They want to know more of it. They want to understand it a little bit better. And one of the cool things that the Rafters have done is giving people an opportunity to see behind the curtain more and more here and there. They join us all the time on the air talking about whether it is scouting players or announcers and bringing new people in. And what is the next step in that? Bringing the community into your building. letting them take a look at the locker room, letting them take a look at different things. It not only is cool and interesting for many people that love baseball or just think that this is interesting, but it right away creates a connection.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you're thinking about the ballpark, you're not just thinking about the field all of a sudden. Your brain goes to the locker room, goes to the backstage area and all these things. And you feel like you're closer to this mm-hmm. business. You are a part of this business more. They let me in their house. They let me look behind the scenes. I'm a part of the rafters too. That's so smart. Mm-hmm. It's such a good marketing idea. It's not only good for the community and a great way to create community, you know, unity and all that. It's smart business. Mm-hmm. It's smart PR work too.
Absolutely. And I think the off clocks are really fun for you getting out there networking. You know, there's a lot of business owners there. We have chamber members there, board members there. We'll all be there. So if you have an idea or you're interested in having your own off the clock, you can kind of come check theirs out, see, oh, I really like this. I really like how they did this. And I think it's fun with like they're able to give us the free stuff, and you get to try it. Maybe if you haven't went there and you haven't, you're like, oh, okay, well, you know, money's a problem or an issue. You get to check that out a little bit, and then also, I mean, Kill the Keg.
Yeah, that's a great name.
The title, I think it's taken a life of itself. So, but yeah, definitely fun to be able to come and meet people, other business owners. A lot of them are really excited to be able to get out there and kind of, you know, meet people that if they're working all the time, they don't necessarily have a chance to get to meet.
And in the interest of continuing the theme of looking behind the curtain, this is something that I've thought about reaching out to you and Promises about doing here at our studios, having an off-the-clock event.
That would be awesome.
You know, I think of people, you know, we've got this newish building. We've been here for a while, but it's still kind of newer. And we've got a lot of people in the community that haven't been able to check it out yet. We had an open house when we first opened the building, but that was a couple years ago. I think mm-hmm. that it'd be fun to bring people back in and let them look behind the curtain and see how all this is going on and how the madness is created.
Yeah, absolutely. And then you also, I mean, you have a great space. You're located, your location's really great where a lot of people will be able to see you and, you know, stop in.
It's just
face to your voice.
Yeah. As scary as that might be for some.
No.
to businesses out there that haven't done off the clock, I'm bringing this up to kind of get your brain going and mm-hmm. thinking, well, wait a minute, maybe our business will be benefited from this. Because, yes, the PR is great and the bringing people indoors is great. The community unity that you create with these events, I think it goes above and beyond anything else that we are a bonus to this. So
absolutely.
I encourage you to reach out to Promises in the chamber and be a part of this.
Absolutely. Thank you.
We have a legislative breakfast coming up.
We do. So registration is going to be open in a few weeks. We are that's all going to be Stacy's running that one. So she's been kind of keeping it close to the vest, trying to leave us more to the imagination. But yeah, we're definitely looking out for that. It'll be online. And then I think it's going to be 10/20 is when I put down. So October 20th is the mm-hmm. breakfast. Mm-hmm. So yeah, excited to get to have some local legislators come and.
We have quite a few that whenever we've done this in years past, we usually have our local representatives that are there, mm-hmm. and certainly some state representatives that come. So we certainly are hoping to have a nice turnout with that. One of the things I love about this, and I've talked to everybody from Katrina Shanklin to Senator Teston and Representative Krug about this. This is a big part of the job that they love, because there's nothing in between you and them. It's mm-hmm. just you and the source. You have a question, you have a thought, they're right there, you can give it to them. And they themselves love that. They love the opportunity to look you in the eyes and have a conversation.
Yeah.
It's part of the reason that they took these positions and wanted these positions is to be able to take care of their representatives. This is an opportunity for you to be right there and say your piece or ask your question or have that. Mm-hmm. And hopefully not a confrontational way. I mean, being adults and having an open conversation,
yes.
like grown adults and not a bunch of, you know, babies.
Mm-hmm. And advocate for your, you know, for what's important to you, what matters.
It's very cool that the chamber is a part of this. I think that goes a long way for our communities. That's great. Again, if people want to know more about that, you can go to WisconsinRapidsChamber.com, WisconsinRapidsChamber.com. We'll give that website address a couple of times as we're talking.
Yes.
Here. rekindle the spirit. How are we talking about rekindle the spirit already?
I know.
It's crazy.
It's coming up fast.
It's right around the corner, though.
I was just talking to Santa. We're definitely excited. We're hoping we've gotten a couple entries already for rekindle. So people that want, we're hoping that we can get a bigger turnout than last year. I would love to have a lot of floats. And then obviously we're also looking for sponsors. So if you're looking to sponsor, there's different sponsorship options, which then include a free float and then obviously free entries. So just definitely reach out to us. We have our online application as well as you can reach out to me. And then that's going to be the you can call me if you want to call me. I appreciate phone calls, but I don't mind emails. I know a lot of people are like, well, I don't want to have to email you all the time. But 715-422-4859 or communications@wisconsinrapidschamber.com. Mm-hmm. But yeah, definitely, I would love to make it bigger. Obviously, do our Santa visit after. We've talked to the city last week, and they were accepting my idea of having food trucks there and be part of this too. I think that it would be great to do hot chocolate. Maybe something else. I'm not sure exactly where we were leaning towards, but I would love to have like a hot chocolate. So we're going to message we're first going to go through our chamber members and reach out to them. But then if anyone is interested, in becoming a chamber member, and then obviously, you know, this is a good way to kind of jump right in this holiday season. But yeah, we want to make it bigger. So I'm excited. Hopefully I can dress up some of my animals and yes, bring them down there. But yeah.
You know, we were joking about it. You know, how are we talking about this already? But you weren't kidding. It is right around the corner. Before you know, it is going to be November, December, that. So getting in on this stuff early is always, especially in business, where you can't get ahead of much in life. If you can get ahead of something, do it. You know, and have this plan already set in motion. That way all you got to do is focus on what my float going to look like or something like that. And got some other upcoming events that we want to touch on too, Lacey.
Yes. So first, I definitely want to give a shout out to U.S. Bank for sponsoring our Cranberry Cash calendar, as well as being our gold sponsor for Grand Affair. And then I want to give a thank you to the Community Theater for supplying the live music, and the VFW for our flag presentation, as well as the Port Edwards High School Choir that sang the national anthem at the event. So my coworker Laura, her daughter, was one of them sang that.
That's cool.
So it was really, really nice. And then also thank you to the CBB for Cranberry Guy's appearance, as well as the River Kings for helping set up. They were perfectly fine running everywhere. We would radio them and they would literally be running down the middle of the road to help the vendors in any way they can. Some of them didn't even need help, and they were just like, oh, they could just hang out with us.
That's awesome.
But yeah, so I want to thank them. Obviously we're already going to start planning for next year. I really, really had a lot of fun, you know, kind of placing people around and trying to get, I went out and I was kind of going to all the farmers markets and the flea markets and trying to get some different vendors. I kind of wanted to throw some spice in there. So I pursued some and they were really, really excited. A lot of them actually sold out before we even finished. So the weather was great. It was definitely a lot of fun. As well as we have the Community Leadership Program and the Cool Teen Leadership Program. Laura is who you're going to want to reach out for that, and that's 715-422-4860, or send her an email at workforce@wisconsinrapidschamber.com. She is definitely still accepting a few more of the community leadership, teen leadership. I know she was looking to meet with NACUSA to try to get a few more from them, just so that we had a voice from all the schools. And then I think that they're almost full for their tour stops. So if you're a business that wanted to talk to a younger generation, obviously we've got a lot of people that are retiring and obviously wanting to keep your businesses open. So definitely reach out if you would like to become a tour stop. The deadline is September 15th, so it's quickly approaching at the end of this week. So if you want to reach out, please do. We would love to have all the businesses, more business, the better. Trying to, show what this town, what this community has to offer, and why the kids should stay here after they graduate. Keep them around. And obviously, I'm definitely biased because I have a 15-year-old and I would like her to stay here. So I want to show her what we have.
I know what you mean. I feel very similar to that. I want to get into what the teen leadership is, what this class is and everything for people for that may not know about it, and especially to get more kids involved in this. This is a great program. It's the teen community leadership is for sophomore students during the 23-24 school year. You'll partner with five area high schools, community investors, and industries and organizations to promote, inspire, and develop high school students to be the next generation of leaders.
Yes.
It's a great idea. And
it's
something that's been going on for a little while, but it's something that has become more and more, I think, I don't want to say necessary, but helpful, I think, and this is what I've heard from young people, that how helpful it can be and how much more they feel prepared to go to that next stage after high school because of things like this, feeling more confident going forward. I think that any opportunity we have to build confidence in our youth is a great idea, and to help them make connections is a great idea.
Yes.
As you and I both know, Lacey, the older you get, the more you realize so much of life as far as work goes is the connections and the people you know.
Yes, absolutely. And I think it's valuable for the sophomores here to have mentors, to have people that they can reach out to, that they, you know, that they can see, you know, are successful in different ventures, and maybe they weren't successful in this and then they changed. And I think it's great to show. When Laura was talking about it, she wanted emphasis on the fact it doesn't always have to be the captain of, you know, a team. It can be, there's other leaders, and there's other ways to develop leaders. It's not always the people that you think of. I think it's invaluable to have well-rounded kids. And I think that if we want them to stay here, they're our future. So it's important to make sure that they understand how important that they are.
Great points. Wonderful points. I've never heard a good leader say, "I'm a leader." I've never heard. They just lead. They just do it. And it's something that that's one of those things that seeing that as a young person and being influenced by that, or seeing how people do that, is helpful. And such strong points as well about keeping kids and keeping this community the way it is, and keeping a influx of youth in this community. It's something, when my family first moved here, it's been a storyline since then. We're talking 20 years and everything of wanting to keep people in town. We're not the only city doing this. All of our surrounding cities, all rural, small towns, rural towns in America are trying to do this. So we've got competition.
Yes.
It's important to show them why we want you to stay in stay in this area and that. And this leadership class, a way of doing that.
And the community, too. I mean, the community leadership, that one, she's got a couple spots left. And that one is really fun, too. I'm actually signed up for that one this year. So I'm really excited. And I know we're getting a lot of local businesses. And I'm excited to meet a lot of people. When we went, we were doing some tours, and they said, "Oh, I did this 20 years ago." And I'm still friends with the people that I met here.
That's cool.
We just finished we actually just did the ribbon cutting last Friday in Port for that mural. And that was something that they did. That was an idea they tossed around in the beginning, and then they just kept staying. And none of them had any experience in any art. And they kept it going, and they were able to find a local artist, and then just keep everything really inclusive. And it was really, really fun to see that. And I think I love art. I think
I'm with you.
I love it. I love getting, now that I can drive by and I know, and I think it's important to know what it stands for, and to know we were part of that. And I think that when you are a part of something and you can keep looking at it from years to come, then it reminds you, and it's like, it's always in your heart that you just keeps like, "Oh, I just drive by it." And then I remember the Chamber of Commerce came up with that and the people in that, and obviously they'll grow but they'll always remember, and it'll always be there. So I think it's great.
I think of we've got a nice mural here in town. We've got some things like that. I think of the one in Nakusa on State Street, our main street there. You're right. Having that stuff and seeing that stuff, it goes farther than I think we realize, because we get used to seeing them, but we get used to seeing them and looking forward to seeing them. Mm-hmm. You know, you would know if they were gone, kind of thing.
Yeah.
So that's a great point. Nice stuff.
It's definitely really, really fun.
As we're wrapping up our last 5 minutes, we've got some other notes to touch on here, and a big one. I wanted to make sure we got to this, Lacey, because the Cranberry Cash calendar, we got to talk about that.
Yes.
That is live Facebook drawing every day.
Yes.
Am I reading that right? Is that correct? Daily?
So, yep. So we started at downtown Grand Affair for the 250 with U.S. Bank. And then we draw every day. We also reach out. So we'll call after we do the Facebook Live. But you'll be able to see any one of the chamber members. Today it was me. Yesterday, Stacy. And then the day before that, Stacy. So you can kind of meet the chamber as well as, getting to get it out there. And I know we are still selling too. If people are interested in participating, one ticket for 10, three for 20. And then even if you win, you go back in, which I think is so cool.
That is.
You have a lot of chances to win. And then obviously the local businesses that have supported this. Today was Tri-City Services, yesterday Junkyard, Sunday U.S. Bank. So it's great to get their name out there too. And it's really, really fun. Obviously you get you have a chance to win quite a bit of money.
Yeah.
$1,500 in 16 days. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Especially with back to school time.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a toll. So, but yeah, we're really excited for it. I have fun doing it. So
if people are just now hearing about it and they want to be a part of this, how do they do that?
So they can come to the chamber to buy tickets. Obviously at our chamber events, we'll also be selling them. But obviously you want to get in sooner rather than later. So you have more chances to win.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we're at the chamber 8 to 4 Monday through Friday. You can always call and then you can also pay over the phone too. And then we can send you the numbers, just kind of whatever works best for you. But we definitely love to hear from you and love to have more people trying to win.
I have to journalistically mention that the next couple of businesses we talk about, I'm a gigantic fan of. I love these places. I was looking forward very much to talking about these. We are getting into our Investor of the Month now.
Yes. Yeah, so the Investor of the Month is the Trading Post.
Yay.
Yes, definitely. It was fun because we put it out there and then obviously our event's like right in front of there. So
yeah.
We get to see that too. So definitely check them out. They have, I love old things. So I'm always searching for like little things. Like I used to collect salt and pepper shakers. So they're so fun to have all the stuff there. And then obviously with fall coming up, a lot of like, they have a lot of really, really cute stuff in there. Check them out. Obviously they have a lot of different booths and stuff. So
when we first moved here, I was looking to get something from my mom for Christmas or Hanukkah or something. And my mom, very similar. She doesn't want anything new. She wants older stuff, wants eclectic stuff, little things that you can't find everywhere.
It's made so differently.
Yes.
It holds up better. Yeah.
I go and she likes to collect nutcrackers. So I go, I'm like, where in town am I going to find an old school nutcracker or whatever? And I get lucky enough to be going down and see the Trading Post just sitting right there here in town. I go in there. I was there for an hour, but I found what I needed within the first half an hour.
Yeah.
I just stuck around a little longer because there's so much to check out. There's so much to see.
Yeah, there's a lot of fun stuff in there.
Great. The only thing better than that building is the people running it.
Yes.
Great people running the Trading Post. A big shout out to them. And that is a nice choice for the Investor of the Month.
And they've got the party time cakes with fall, you've got food in there and lots of fun stuff. I always have fun whenever I go in there. I always find more things and my kids love Beanie Babies. So I'm always leaving with so many things in my car, but yeah, it's definitely fun. I love it down there.
And we want to shout out to our new investors.
Yes. So we have Mission Coffee. So they are inside of Mid-State Technical College. So, and then they're also opening up a new building. So it's not a new building, but they're opening up in Port Edwards.
Yeah.
So around the mural and then El Cafe. And then now I'm excited that they're getting, they're growing and they're getting some more businesses. So obviously super excited. They're starting construction already. So
that's cool.
I'm excited to have coffee. I love Mission Coffee when they were, when I used to live in Point. So
almost every weekend of my high school life, I spent at the Mission Coffee House growing up and everything. I love that place.
It has like a vibe about it.
Yes.
Like, yeah, it's really nice.
And, when we get together, when we're talking about local businesses and buying local, supporting local, this is the dream scenario of a local business starting out one way and growing and expanding.
Yes.
Those are the kind of things that, us at here at the station and you guys at the chamber, that we're on the same page on. And how cool is that? That's so cool to see something that, we've been taking in for so long, you and I and many others out there, and to see them growing. That's really cool.
And now people here get to try it. I think it's fun that it's in Mid-State too with all the college kids. They will be nice and caffeinated before they go to class.
Nice.
And And then the Hannah Center. So they are, they were in Marshfield and now they're growing too. Mm-hmm. And they're coming to Wisconsin mm-hmm. Rapids. They saw a need. And I know they're currently under construction. And they are definitely going to be accepting sponsors for rooms. So mm-hmm. that'll be rooms for women and children to stay in. And I think that's really close to my heart. I think it's important for everyone to have a safe place to be. And if they're not in a safe situation, that they can get that, and then we can give them the tools to be successful. It's not like a quick 30 days where you're in and you're out. They're setting you up to be successful, mm-hmm. To rework your brain, and help you to where you can help, you can take care of yourself, mm-hmm. so that you're not relying on anyone, and kind of get out of that cycle. So I think it's important.
As not even just as a board member of the Family Center, I would think that just as a citizen of this area, that I would be supporting the Hannah Center, that I would be very excited about this. And I wish we didn't need them. I joke with the gang at the mm-hmm. Family Center all the time. I wish you guys didn't have a job. I wish we didn't need it, but we do. And yes. It's that much more important to have organizations like this in our community to take care of each other. To be on the right side of history when it comes to this stuff. And the Hannah Center is, and much like the Family Center and other places.
And Mary's Place, yep, absolutely.
And Mary's Place, thank you. That was the one I was trying to grab out of my head there.
We're really hoping that we can shed a spotlight on them. Yeah. So that, and then what part they role, like their role is in there, and then how they can all work together, kind of like a synergy type situation. Yeah. But yeah, very, very excited for their growth here.
Always good to hang out with you, Lacey. Thank you very much for the time. We appreciate you. If you want to find out more, get in touch with Lacey or her team, go to WisconsinRapidsChamber.com. That's WisconsinRapidsChamber.com. Or stop by at the Chamber. They always like it when you guys stop by and say hi.
We do. We love it. Thank you.
Yep, have a great day, Lacey. We'll be back with more Midday Magazine coming up right here on WFHR.